The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his down for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know my Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a story from the first century BC that might be apocryphal. The story takes place when much of the world was unexplored and unknown and unmapped. And map makers had this way of portraying those areas of the earth that were as yet unexplored. And they portrayed them by regions with dragons and monsters and whales and large fish. And the message was clear. Uncharted territories were frightening. They were fearsome places. Terrors were buried there. But as many maps also declared, there be treasures out there as well. But here's the story. One commander of a Roman battalion of soldiers was caught up in a battle, and that took him into a territory that the mapmakers had represented with those monsters and dragons. Not knowing whether to forge ahead into the unknown or turn back into that area that was known, which would be a retreat, he dispatched a messenger to Rome with this urgent request. Please send new orders. We have marched off the map. In some respects, we are marching off the map in our lives. Today, we find ourselves in uncharted waters as we look at the technological map, the political map, the economic map, the environmental map, the demographic map, or virtually any type of map that you might think of. If you think about the war against terrorism, the Zika virus, economic concerns, in many ways, we are going through uncharted waters. And individually, in our own lives as families, we struggle with our own personal concerns, whether they're familial or health or relational or occupational. We spend a lot of our lives in uncharted waters. And even us as here at St. Paul's, you know, as we go through the process of that never-ending quest for a permanent pastor, we wonder what the future will bring and what that new pastor might be like. And how can we possibly hope to navigate all those uncharted realms? You know, one of the places that I look to is Psalm 23, those six longest short verses in the Bible. You know Psalm 23. The power of Psalm 23 comes from two key words: though and through. In English, they're the same word, except for that letter R. But as we shall see, that letter R makes a huge difference. It's that letter that can turn your though into a through. David, that innocent shepherd boy, the person that eventually wrote Psalm 23, knew the truth through that first word, though. There are dangers lurking around every corner. There was no if about the reality of life's obstacles and problems. Psalm 23 candidly faces the inevitable. It proclaims not if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Life isn't always loaded tables at dinner time, or overflowing cups, or green pastures. Sometimes our hair isn't anointed with oil, but sometimes it's grimed with grease. Sometimes we're not in green pastures, but we're flailing on blue Mondays. Sometimes we're not resting by the shore of still waters, but we're struggling in the valley of the shadow of death. And every one of us has valleys. Some of us get the valleys that we've been given at birth, sometimes the valleys of poverty, abuse, or disability. Some of us are born into green pastures of plenty, and then we dig ourselves into our own valley of shadows through drugs or alcohol or violence or ignorance or prejudice. But while we are walking, notice the text doesn't say running, we can't run that valley, but we walk through the valley of the shadow. The Bible teaches us that God is with us, and that God with us bears all the sufferings and pains of this world, and the hurts of our scared and scarred souls. God is with us no matter what we face. For a Christian, the cross becomes the symbol of the agony endured by both creation and Creator. Though none of us get through life without walking through valleys, the psalmist makes it plain that God does not intend us to sojourn in those valleys forever. The valley of the shadow is something that one goes through. Valleys are not resting places. They're passageways. We can walk through our problems. We can walk through our sorrow. We can walk through our pain. We can walk through our own mess-ups. And what Psalm 23 promises us that is in all those journeys, the Lord will walk through us and lead us. Though and through differ only by one small letter R. In the American Sign Language, R is made by crossing the middle finger over the index finger. But the crossed fingers have a history long before there was sign language. In the first centuries of the church, when Christianity was wholly illegal and Christians were persecuted, believers found ways to communicate their faith in subtle ways. Accompanying a greeting or a farewell, crossed fingers were a code, identifying Christians to one another as people of the cross. That cross, those crossed fingers, were a mute symbol of the cross of Christ and God's redemption that Christ brought to all people that day. Today, crossed fingers mean something very different. When we place it behind our back, that means that we're not really saying what we really mean. When we hold it in our lap, it means that one is hoping that something will or will not come to pass. But it was Christians who first invented the crossed fingers, and they had nothing to do with luck, but everything to do with trust in God. This is what the crossed fingers, this is what the letter R that makes a difference that turns a though into a through. Though we might walk through the darkness of the valley of shadow, we are never alone. God is with us. God is walking through that valley with us, and on the other side is the one who suffered and died for our sake, our crucified and our risen one, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.